What inspired you to film a documentary about Hank Cochran?
You want to take this?
Well,
one?
Yeah. Wesley was out on the road actually with a buddy, and we'd been working together, and we did a little narrative thing. It was actually something I'd written an update of the Telltale Heart, and we finished that one, and we wanted to do a documentary. And Wes was talking to a buddy of his, and said he wanted to do a documentary, and Kirk said, "Well, why don't you do one on Hank?"
Yeah, and it was like, you know, Hank who? Which Hank? And he's
Hank Cochran. Lachlan, Hank, yeah.
And it was like Hank Cochran. And I said, well, okay, I know who Hank Cochran is. And, you know, how do you know him? And he says, well, I've written over 100 songs with him. And I knew we had something, so I called Greg and I said, hey, I think we've got a documentary here. And that's kind of the way it was, you know, born.
Well, we looked, too, and we thought, you know, Hank is a real icon in country music. And we looked, and there was really nothing done on him. A couple of little short things by somebody here who got some money and did something, never came out, and then something by the BBC, none of them really in-depth and none of them really very good. So we were like, man, here's this huge, this icon, a foundation of country music, and nothing's been done on him. So we jumped on board.
We had a chance to actually tell his story. A lot of people that had done anything on Hank had only talked about the couple of songs that they knew that he'd written. He's written so many hits. People didn't even know that he was the writer of certain songs. So
yeah, and they were always about, oh, well, oh, I followed up. What was Patsy Cline like? That kind of stuff. Yeah. And not really in-depth about Hank.
Right.
So we thought this needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. His story needs to be told about him.
The legacy.
So you really find out about him. So,
So how long did you work on the film, and when was it released?
That's 2000. It was like 4 years in the making.
4 years in the making.
4 years.
We started in 07.
Yeah, the first roll film we rolled was in 07. Mm-hmm. And we premiered it at the Nashville Film Festival here in 12, April of this past year. Though it had been finished before. It was finished in the fall of 11. So it was about 4 years from start to finish.
In addition to Hank, I saw that you sat down with some big names in music like Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard and Elvis Costello. What was it like to sit down and talk with them about Hank and how he influenced them?
Well, I tell you, you know, at first with the names like that, you think you may be starstruck, you know. But we were actually there with Hank, and it was just, you know, we were filming, and it was so natural. These were just, you know, once you get over the name Willie Nelson or Elvis Costello, they're regular guys, and they're musicians, and Greg and I both are musicians, and we all had something in common. But the main thing, we were there for Hank, and so Hank got to, you know, we just got, it was just a very intimate little setting, and, you know, everybody was just become instant friends, and we all had the joy of music that we all make, and that was the whole thing about sitting down and then talking about Hank. That was what it was all about.
Well, and you know, and these guys, they're huge names. I mean, Brad Paisley, of course, Elvis Costello. And, you know, we've got performances from them. We've got performances from Ronnie Milsap, Mark Chestnut, Leon Womack. But all of these people, you know, they're huge stars in their own right. But we called their people and was like, we're doing something on Hank Cochran. And once they got the word, they were like, well, tell me where to stand.
Yeah.
They were like awestruck. We were supposed to be with Elvis Costello. They said, you've got a half an hour. We're like, that's all we need. He's going to play. He's got you. We'll interview him. We ended up being there 2 hours because he and T-Bone Burnett were just like, this is Hank Cochran. And they talked and talked with Hank about music, took us into the studio, played the roughs of Elvis's album at Sound Emporium in Nashville. They were just, it was because it was all about Hank and the writing. Yeah. So it was just really pretty amazing.
Greg, what was it about Hank that you think inspired so many artists after talking with him?
Oh, well, he was really just an incredible character and an incredible writer. I mean, there's a quote, Buddy Cannon is a big producer, Kenny Chesney's producer in Nashville, said, I just think Hank was put on this earth as a conduit for words. He wrote and things would just flow through him. And it was just so amazing. I mean, and everybody recognized that, and he was such a nice man. But the things he did, I mean, he discovered Willie Nelson. I mean, They were at a guitar pull at Tootsie's in Nashville, on Lower Broadway in Nashville, and he heard this young guy in 1960 playing these songs, and he said, Willie, did you write those? And yeah, well, who publishes them? Nobody seems to want them. And Hank was working for Pamper Music, takes Willie out to Pamper Music, says to Hal Smith, the owner, we got to hire this guy. He needs $50 a week, which is funny. In 1960, he needed $50 a week because he had a wife and three kids.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Hal said, we can't afford it, Hank. And Hank said, well, I'm due a $50 a week raise. Don't give me my raise. Give that $50 to Willie so we can hire him. And that's how Willie Nelson got his writing gig.
Yeah.
And before that, coming to Nashville, he was in California, and he started looking for a guitar player, and he finds a guitar player, and who should it be but rock icon Eddie Cochran.
Yeah.
They're not related. They're not brothers or anything. They started touring as the Cochran Brothers, and you know, these are two huge icons of the music business, yeah. And Hank was just always right there. You know, he was.
And those two things there is like a lot of people don't even know that. They just know Hank wrote I'll make the world go away, or I'll fall to pieces. But they don't know that he actually discovered Willie Nelson. Wouldn't even be a Willie Nelson had not been for Hank.
And it's just amazing that the stuff and the influence and the other people that he's helped and the songs that he wrote and just the artists that he nurtured in his own way. I was always very helpful, you know, because he loved music so much.
Now, Hank passed away 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So what's it like to sit back and watch the interviews that you had with him now that he's gone?
Oh, boy. I tell you, that's sometimes it's a little hard, you know, because you still think he's right there. It almost feels his phone number is still in my phone. And I feel like I could just dial it, you know, and it's surreal. For me,
it really is. And we had an interview earlier today, and I was talking about it, and I started to tear up, you know, because
just thinking about stuff.
Just remembering being at his house and being his friend, and, you know, he's having a bad day. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and he was struggling with that through a good 2.5, almost 3 years of our process. So it's still really strange to watch the movie because he was so funny and so witty, and he's so present, still present there on the screen, and you just really miss him, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Besides being a great writer, he was a very funny, funny man.
Oh, yeah, really, yeah.
Was it difficult to work on the documentary with him being ill during the majority of the time that you were filming?
Yeah, a little bit. We had, he was doing chemo, and so some days he didn't feel like it. Some days we'd be on the way over. They'd call us and go, he can't do it today. So we'd turn around and go back. You know, that's one reason it took a little bit of time, you know, to do that. Plus we had scheduling with, you know, me being on the road, Greg working on his thing that he was doing, and then Hank being sick, and then, you know, all Brad Paisley and everybody else being on the road. So it was a little difficult putting all that together. But working with Hank as the way he was feeling, when he got to feeling okay, he was like, come on over, you know.
He'd pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
And I think he really wanted to get this documentary done because he knew he was on his way out. So he was like, you know, I really want these guys to tell my story, you know. So
Yeah, and they'd given him 3 months when he was originally diagnosed. And he ended up lasting about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And you can see it in the film, as you know, because we started like he's with – I don't know who was one of the first ones we did, maybe with Dean Dillon, and he looks, you can see him changing and feeling, and you know, you can see him, it's not like a precipitous drop, but you can see him going down, and there were some days he went and did it, but it wasn't, you look and you remember he wasn't feeling very well, but he was a real trooper and wanted to do it, and because of the scheduling, this is the only time that he can sit down with Ronnie Millsap, because Ronnie's going back on the road, so he pushed and got it done. But we could see, you know, and we know him. And other people, you know, you see it the first time, and they don't really see it as much. But us being with him and being there for that process and making the movie and watching him get weaker and weaker, it can be kind of hard, you know.
Yeah.
Well, before you go, can you tell me just a little more about the film?
The film is called Hank Cochran, Living for a Song. Living for a Song was one of Hank's songs that he wrote. And all of his songs came from his heart. So he's like, and he lived these songs. So Living for a Song was what he did. I mean, you know, he lived for a song. I mean, you know, everything that happened in his life probably came out in words of a song.
It's great. I mean, there's performances by a lot of great country artists, and you get to see the true, especially if you're a musician or any kind of an artist or any person, to see how these things from his life motivated him and moved him, you know, emotionally and spiritually to write these great songs that have lasted 50 years. It's a pretty amazing thing to watch.
Yeah, and the film is about, I mean, whether you like country music or not, it's okay because it's about songwriting. And it's these great songs. So
the creative
process. Yeah, that's what it's about. And it's about a songwriter. So come on out and see us.